But my goal is to go to the Holy Land.
Well, I hope you go.
Well, I plan to.
But you do enjoy traveling.
Well, now, I like camping very well. Of course, I never did camp down on the ground like the Boy Scouts camp. We had our camper, 24 foot, fully contained, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was uptown and out of sight, you know what I mean? The boys used to rag me about not wanting to camp on the ground with them in their tents and all. And the first bed that we had camping, we had a pickup truck. And we put a piece across there where the camper, you know, camper top goes on to the body. And he bought a great big piece of foam rubber. I think that thing must have been about 5 inches thick, you know. And we took the Methodist children and went on lots of camping trips. We went down to Warm Springs, Georgia, and took them down there one weekend and camped out with about 23 teenagers. We really did enjoy that. There were six of us adults. Went down there and camped out there on some of the... We roughed it, you know what I mean? We didn't stay in the cabins. We roughed it, and I really did enjoy it. And then I just wouldn't stay at home, you know what I mean? When the rest of them started camping, I wanted to go camping too. And but then we bought the trailer, the camping trailer, and the children laughed about me. Said that wasn't camping at all. That was uptown out of sight, you know what I mean? But you meet some of the finest people in these campgrounds that ever was. They're just down-to-earth good people.
Who enjoy nature
and enjoy meeting people. And I have had some wonderful times of camping in some of these parks with, you know, and maybe didn't even know nobody when I got there, but I tell you before I left, I knew
somebody. You knew everybody. I mean, they all knew you.
And 2 years ago, while Larry was home from college before he had to go back, we took the two boys, the last two boys, and went to Disney World and down here in Florida and camped.
Like,
oh, I just enjoyed that so much. It's so pleasant down there. Well, we really did enjoy it. Of course, they were going all the time, you know what I mean? But I could stay, I could go early in the morning while it wasn't so hot, which Florida was so hot, you know. And I would go early in the morning while it was cool and do all my sightseeing and things, then come back to the camper. We had air conditioning, everything, and enjoy myself and rest until of a night. Then we went to these outdoor theaters and seen these Walt Disney movies. And oh, I just enjoyed that so much. That's the cleanest place I was ever in, I believe, in the camping area. And it's very, to me, it's very educational.
Or do you think you could ever live in a city?
No, I don't believe I could go back to city now. I call Canton City, you know, when we lived up there and that. Because that, since I've been here on this big farm, been married and here on this big farm, I think we're living in the country now, you know what I mean? And I don't think I could go back to the city. I go to Atlanta and visit my brother and sister down there. And I tell you about the days all I take about, I have to come home. My oldest brother, he lives out there close to Grants Park. Back in, you know, they used to have some beautiful homes out there in the Grants Park area. And then my other sister, she lives over close to Little Five Points. She and her husband are retired now. They don't have any children, and they're retired, and they're like Radford and I. They're all the time getting in the car and just driving off. I remember several years ago, it must have been about 3 years ago, it's been since he retired, we wanted to go up here to Tallulah Falls, up here in the northern part of Georgia. And he and I got in the car one day after church services and started to Tallulah Falls. We had been there before, but we wanted to go and see how it had been changed again.